Hello and welcome to episode 309 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Casey Gibson, and joining me this fine evening, an hour late, it's Mr. Jerry Jerkum.
Oh yeah, everyone's... Oh, I messed it up. Let me try it again. Oh yeah, everything's hunky-dory. What the snuff are you playing at?
Queen's Beans!
Queen's Beans!
That literally made me laugh out loud when they said Queen's Beans. And also joining us tonight, actually, I'm a little surprised he's not still crying and buried in 10 feet of salt. It's the man whose team lost 4 out of 5 to the New York Mets. It's Josh Robinson.
I like the yam biscuits.
I surely don't like the Braves after that last series.
I'm going to choose to talk about anything and everything but that.
It couldn't have been more perfect timing to have yawn after a real shellacking.
How are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing just swell. Mm-hmm. Even though the aforementioned baseball results were not to my liking.
They were to my liking. Woo-hoo-hoo-wee!
What happened?
What a weekend. So normally I was like, as long as we win 2, I won't feel terrible. And then we won 4.
So now I feel terrible.
Yep. And I let him hear it.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. But Jerry, a man who's not really into his sports aside from his Nebraska football. Although I guess that's coming up real soon too, isn't it? A couple weeks, right?
Yep. You know what's fun is on a Better Call Saul. This isn't really a spoiler because it had nothing to do with anything. But he takes place in Omaha. Did you know that? You probably didn't know. But
nope.
Like the Better Call Saul, it has like snippets of like pre Breaking Bad stuff and post Breaking Bad stuff. And the post stuff, which is always shown in black and white, it takes place in Omaha. And they actually talk about like the Huskers and like they have like a number on there. Where he's like looking for a dog and it's a 402 number. It's an actual local number and stuff. It's kind of funny.
I was going to say, can you actually like recognize buildings and the such?
No, I don't think it's actually in Omaha.
Boo.
I think I would have heard about that. Yeah.
Bunch of lies then.
You know, it's annoying. You know, Seinfeld, mm-hmm. They're not in New York. They're in Los Angeles.
You know, the biggest dead giveaway is that awful looking pizza they have. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen that episode. I can't even remember. Oh, it was the one with the woman with the big nose, and they're eating pizza, and it looks
as beautiful as any of them. Just need a nose job.
Just need a nose job. I'm telling you, that pizza was a far bigger deal than her nose. That was like
looked like funny. Some North Carolina pizza.
Oh, right, right in the kisser.
Oh. I gotta tell you though, Josh, that image that you posted of that pork, what was that saying? It looked like
that was the Philly cheesesteak thing, right?
It looked like
or the brisket cheesesteak. Right?
So they're calling it a cheesesteak, and I guess it kind of is, but it's actually it's brisket. Guys. It's brisket, yeah.
I'm very hungry.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry too.
That place is kind of a hassle to get to most of the time, so
we're going there when I'm
busy. We're
going, just so you know.
You can let me know how it is.
Because Casey ain't invited.
Can't even go to this wedding. Jerk.
So, side note, speaking of Omaha and we're in Asheville. So, our friend Terrence tweeted something yesterday. It was some article about like the most livable cities in the U.S. And I think... Asheville was number 19, I think. And then directly after it, the next one on the list was Omaha. So,
as in number 18 or 20?
20.
Is that a humble brag? He's trying to humble brag you.
You know what, though? As much as I love my hometown, there are a lot of issues. And it's often instigated by people paying attention to lists like that. So
I was going to say that the main thing being that it's located in the South.
Oh, another gut punch.
Mm. Got fresh meat to beat up on here tonight.
So, you're further south than I am, though.
I know, unfortunately.
You're in South Carolina. I mean, you know, I think your fast food issue, I think that stems from being a South Carolina problem.
But, I don't know. All I know is in New York, I never had an issue.
Well, that's probably because they can smell the New York on you down here, Casey. They think, oh, God, we got to give this guy some terrible service. Maybe he'll go home.
I think they're actually just legitimately out of cups.
One of the greatest jokes I've ever heard in my life.
Cups? Did you burst that laughing? Because I sure did.
Oh, my God. Dude, I love that. Every time I hear it, it just makes me giggle.
Best joke.
And it's not a joke. That was a legitimate story.
That's why it was the best. That's why it was so good, because you could hear the passion coming from your lips. It was perfect. You
could hear the truth being spit. Yes.
But, yep. No, that was a Burger King, right?
Yep. Yeah. Well, of course.
You know, it's so sad because Burger King, it's so terrible in terms of like the way they do everything.
Yes. I like Burger King,
but it is better than McDonald's. Right. In terms of the actual food.
Yes.
Hands down better than McDonald's.
Well, I will say my new apartment is closer to a Burger King that isn't completely inept. Now, I did get the Burger King app. And I was like, it got a free Whopper, which was cool. Unlike the McDonald's app, where it's like you put the order in and then like you click, hey, I'm here. The Burger King app's just like, all right, come and get it. And I'm like, oh, geez, I better head over there. And then I got there and they totally did not make it yet, which is fine because it would have been cold otherwise. But definitely they got to work some kinks out of that. It's not up to snuff in terms of a McDonald's app.
You know, I got to be honest. I'm a little surprised that Burger King figured out how to make an app.
Yeah, but they definitely hired the B team, you know?
So let me just say, it's funny that I was thinking about how Burger King is so bad. I'll never go there ever again. But this...
And then he pulled up and got a Whopper.
It's been like a decade since I've had like hot Burger King food. For me, it's always like meaty, like lukewarm.
Well, I got to eat in.
I know. I remember it like back when their double cheeseburgers were $1. I would go there and get
those days are gone.
I remember
take them home and microwave them for like, you know, like a minute and
get a little zap
hot. Oh baby,
zap.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember the mall by me back. Like I never went to the mall except around Christmas because it was like it had like Wicks and Things or whatever that candle store was called, and that would be like the go to for my mom. And then, of course, you'd be perusing the EB games and the KB toys and whatnot. And I remember always being so bummed out because they had a Burger King and not a McDonald's. And this was a long time ago. And I remember I can envision it. It was like the super retro Burger King. And it was, I mean, I think it was even like old school for back then.
Hold on.
Yeah. Nowadays, I'm like, oh, man, Burger King.
You know, I recently saw, I don't know if it was on Twitter or Reddit, but there was some post about a Burger King that was like, I guess it had been completely like just closed off.
Oh, sealed
off,
right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, I saw that too.
Okay, was that the same mall? Because I'm pretty sure they said it was New York.
No. This was the Walt Whitman Mall. It was, oh, what a dumper. But it's funny that like, it was sort of a dumpy mall. Not like super bad, but like, there are a bunch of malls on Long Island that were way better. No food court. How do you have a mall with no food court, you know?
It's not a mall.
But essentially, they like redid it where now it's got all fancy pants stores in it, you know? And it's like, malls are dying. They're a day late and a dollar short. But anyway, I got my first Diablo 1 in that mall.
It was all downhill from there.
Until I got Diablo 2.
I got that for my birthday from my friend Jonathan. My rich
Thanks.
Friend
Jonathan. Now Thanks, let me ask. Jonathan. The game store in that mall, what game store was it?
It was an EB Games.
Nice.
Electronic boutique. Yes. They did have a KB Toys down on the other side. So if they didn't have your game there, you could, you know, venture on down to that other one to check it out. And then they did actually have a Toys R Us, not in the mall, but in the same parking lot a little further down the way. And that's actually where I got my Nintendo Wii.
Nice. You know, they just don't, they don't make malls like they used to.
Nope. Oh, man. Not,
you know, and I love
one,
malls.
The one mall down here is a real dump. It's like, yeah, there's like three active stores in it, and one's a Target, you know?
Casey, what do you like about living there? Just wondering.
Nothing.
Not much.
Yeah. His family's close by.
He likes the
Chews. Yeah. Yeah,
he likes the Charleston Chews.
My family's here.
Yep.
No, I don't mind it. Like it's just, you know, everything's just inferior to New York.
I don't mind it. I just hate it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
but anyway, I guess we should mention, yeah, no Alex.
Gone. Alex is gone. Well, I think he might, he think he's around here somewhere.
We
you
fired him.
You might hear him talk once or twice somewhere, but
yeah, saying nonsense.
I really need it. We need to get like a standard, like
the soundboard with soundboard, just a, with our quips. With
just, yeah.
It great. Needs to be the little rap that he made. I just want to hear that every single time.
The what?
The little rap that he made what last week.
Oh, the Goo Goo Gangster Magic.
Yeah. I made that rap. I mean he made the rap. I did the sick beats.
I wrote that line, but he knew how to deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I do have to talk about a game, a quick bite, and then we thought we could talk a little Xeno, because that's all I've been playing.
I've
and
got some Mario Kart talk, which I think Josh will has been playing as well.
Yeah.
And then I have a mystery surprise. A mystery surprise. What is it? You don't know.
I have a feeling I know it's one of two or three things.
Let's do it right now. Okay. It is. What is it going to be? What do you think it is, Josh?
I don't know. Let's hear the jingle.
Number trivia.
That's right. It's number trivia. Ooh, Josh, you ever played number trivia?
That doesn't even sound familiar, so I'm going to say no.
All right. I don't know what that is, so I'm going to say yes. I love that. I love that.
All righty.
I don't know what that means, so I'm going to say yes. Number trivia. It's a game show where I have 10 questions. There's going to be... three bronze, three silver, three gold, each worth 1, 2, and 3 points. The 10th question is the Jeopardy, final Jeopardy round,
Jeopardy.
Where you get a bid, your points. And all of the answers are in the form of either dates or numbers. I think all of these are numbers. So
until
it's the closest to without going over. Yeah, until they're not, until I decide.
Until Jerry throws
it. Does that make sense, Josh?
True or false?
Now, can you guys text me? Does that work? What works good for you guys?
Do standard text rates apply?
Yes.
By God, they oughta.
Just don't text in the same thread, obviously, because you know they have to be mysterious. Okay. Okay, so does that make sense? So we're gonna start with the bronze round of number trivia. Oh, I forgot to say. And this is in honor of Josh. I made this. This is in honor of Josh. It's all about Wario.
Wario,
because Josh is a fellow Wario fanatic.
I thought you were going to say in honor of the Braves, and we could just have all the fun statistics from the ass whooping this weekend.
We agreed never to talk about that again.
I never agreed to anything of the sorts, nor would I ever.
I'm not even acknowledging that there were baseball games this past weekend.
Yeah, no one's here. None of us were here. Let's leave.
Are you threatening to kill me, Uncle Hank?
Of course not. You didn't.
Okay. All right, Barry.
Bronze round. First question. Get ready to text me. Okay.
14.
You're going to tell me. Oh, how did you know? Okay. What issue of Nintendo Power did Wario first appear in?
Ooh.
Also, it's Price is Right rules, Josh.
Price is Right rules. Yeah. So it's closest to without going over.
Okay.
And this is a number. This isn't a date. Just so you know, it's not like January, blah, blah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Issue of Nintendo Power. Hmm. So you got to think of when did Wario appear?
Okay.
Hmm.
Let's see.
No looking, you cheater.
Oh, no, yeah. They did.
No cheating.
Oh, dang.
Son of a gun.
Okay. I'm thinking. Okay.
Don't think too hard now.
Okay, I'm going to give it a old college try.
That's pretty much the name of the game. At least for me. Right.
Casey's in. Josh is in. Casey guessed 48, issue number 48. And Josh guessed 34.
I was thinking, right, Nintendo Power started in like the late 80s, if I remember correctly, or early 90s at most.
Something like that.
So I was trying to, So we'll see. We'll see.
First one was issue 44.
Oh,
Josh gets the point.
Son
one for the Braves.
Hey, it matches their total from the win out of the five.
There you go. All right. Yep. Yeah, and it was about Mario. It was in a comic strip, Mario versus Wario. And the premise was that Wario had sent a letter to Mario asking to catch up on an old times. Instead, he had planned a trap for Mario, taking revenge on him for bullying him when he was a child. So there you go.
Mario bullied Wario? Is that what...
Yeah. Apparently, the comic was so popular that they released a second comic, Mario versus Wario, The Birthday Bash. In this storyline, Wario was invited to Princess Toadstool's birthday party. The rest of the comic follows Wario trying to switch presents with Mario to make him look better.
You know,
it's funny because real Wario would have just stole all the presents, right? And just went home.
Yep.
I feel like I have probably looked these up at one point or another. I know that I sent you...
Yeah, you sent me something.
It was
so there's collusion.
I think Perry, I think the scans that I sent you were from like a Wario Christmas comic that I think it only ran in Germany too. So like it's
and it had like vulgarity in it or something, right?
There's something kind of weird about it,
like swearing or something.
But sounds like something Josh would be into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and my potty mouth.
Hey, for once what did you call us? What are we, the what police?
Oh, the prude police.
Prude police outnumbers the perv patrol.
Yeah.
For once,
it happens and on occasion.
Yep. Okay. Question number two for one more point. So,
although I feel
zero.
Like Alex is right in the middle, you know, he's joking, but sometimes he goes either way.
That's Alex. I know you're joking, but okay. So number two. For one more bronze, 1 point. How many frames of animation was used per second in Wario Land Shake It? How many frames of animation?
Man. Okay.
And like, I'll just make it like specific, like even like for Wario's.
So like for every
Wario's animation. Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
yeah.
If he was we're running, talking like what, like one animation. Movement, how many frames is like.
Yeah, in 1 second. How many?
Right. Okay. Yep. Got you. Okay.
I have no idea.
Throw it in.
Throwing it in the bucket.
All right. Josh is in. Josh says 8. Casey is in. Casey says 12. The correct answer is a jaw dropping 30. There's 30 frames of animation.
It's funny. I was going to say 30, and then I was like, I don't know if it was, was the question geared for it, like, to be like, wow, look how impressive this is, or like, wow, look how unimpressive this is.
Yeah.
So I went right in the middle, just about.
There you go. 1-1. Take that, Josh. All right. The last of the bronze round for the last 1-pointer. How many frames were used for the whole game? So how many frames of animation were created? And this is like a ballpark, but this is like...
For Wario, for Shake It?
For Shake It, yep. Dude, so if there's 30 per second, how many? Yeah.
Seems like a lot.
I know, you don't know, right? It's crazy.
What a dumb question.
It could be 500, it could be 6 billion.
Okay.
This is the magic of number trivia.
Jerry's
Josh,
getting lazy
Josh
in his old
typing.
Age here.
Lazy? I put together the thing. Casey's in. He said, can't tell what he's in.
Skipper, he almost blew my cover. Not that it's probably anywhere close to right.
This is way off.
This is amazing, by the way. So I'll just give you a hint. One of you did 100 times the amount of the other. So Casey said 500. Josh said 50,000.
I like my odds here. Yeah.
The correct answer is 6,000. And honestly, those are both good guesses, you know? I mean,
So what did Josh say?
He said 50,000.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 5,000. All right. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yep.
And look at that. 2-1. Just yep, what, like, the series was after three games.
Anyway, what do you have to say about that, Josh?
What a dumb question.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Well, that's the end of the bronze round. End of the silver round. They're worth two now. You can easy comeback. Easy comeback. All right. And this is off the same. This is the last of the shake it frame questions. How many of those 6,000 frames were used just for Wario? Ooh. I hear Donnie. Josh, you don't have a dog, do you? You don't have a dog in your house, do you?
No.
Were you thinking for a long time there?
Do I have any dogs in my house?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Do I?
Just pork chop.
Cutest little puppy. Or should I say dog?
That's a good joke. Okay. All right. Casey's in. Casey says 500. Didn't you already use that one?
Yeah. That was it. Yep. I'm reusing
it. And then Josh said 2,500. And the correct answer is 2,000, meaning 2,000.
Oh.
Is that a point? Casey, 2 points for me?
Yeah.
And just to give a quick update on the leaderboard, it's 4 points me, 1 point Josh.
I've been set up.
Collusion.
That sounds familiar.
Okay. So, second silver question. Question number five. All right. How much does Wario weigh?
In pounds?
In pounds, yep.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How tall is Wario?
This might be a little high. I might be guessing high, but I'm going for it.
That might be a future question.
Okay. I got an idea here, so I'm just gonna send it.
Okay. Okay, so you I'm gonna read what you put. You're both over.
Really?
Yeah. Casey,
should we take we just no points, or do we guess again? No, no points, no points.
Yeah, no points.
No,
we'll do guess again.
No. Nope.
Yeah, that's how it's played.
More rules on the fly.
No, that's how we've always played it. I can't explain every rule at the beginning. Josh guessed 325, and Casey guessed 350. Both over.
Okay.
All right, Josh is in. Just waiting on Cassidy. Can't be
it's
too hard.
It's coming.
Oh, this
takes
is
a minute
funny.
To look it up, okay?
Amazing. Casey said 258, and Josh said 285. Isn't that funny? 258.
Well, I was thinking if he went, you know, he's getting That's cute good. With it at all.
I gotcha. The correct answer is 308.
You know what?
Josh
stinks.
Gets the dub.
What? I was going to, actually, my first guess was going to be 300, and then I was like, he's pretty hefty boy, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
And then when we were both over, I was like, ooh, maybe I should aim a little lower. Mm-hmm. Well, should have went my gut.
Yep. Like Wario's right. big gut. All right, last silver question. Question number six. This is a very weird question. What order does Wario appear as the boss in Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix? So which boss is he? Like in what order? Like if how I don't know how many bosses there are, but
so you're just saying what
boss.
Number boss is he?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. I mean, Wario strikes me as a pretty
in what order?
Talented dancer. So
yep. Yeah. Man, what a weird thing. All right.
Shot in the dark.
Josh is in. Just waiting on that guy.
It's Casey's coming.
In. Casey said third. Josh said fifth. The correct answer is... ding, 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 ding. Third. Casey gets
wow.
it. Wow. Right on the nose. Nicely done, Casey.
Seems a little too accurate, if you know what I mean.
I figured yeah. Bowser had to be above him. I bet you Donkey Kong's above him.
So,
Waluigi yeah. should be. Just because, come on. We've seen Waluigi dance.
So, yeah, I it's funny. He's third after Waluigi and Big Blooper.
Interesting. I did I have to, that game I need back to play in that the day.
Game. I need to play that game. Oh, collusion.
Yep. Yep, I use my knowledge. Although yeah. it was yeah. a total guess for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so that means what's the total then?
The score right now is 3 for the bad guys and 6 for the good guys.
Ooh, good guys
not,
are ahead.
Not the way you tell it.
Not the way you tell it. What's your dang question? Or what does he say?
What's your dang dolphin joke?
Yeah. Well, now you've ruined it.
Now you ruined it.
Okay.
Do you think your mother would find that funny, Dale?
All right, you perv balls.
Okay. Okay. All right. The gold round. That means every question is worth 3 points. You can easily catch back up, Josh. Okay, this is a good one.
Money.
Number 7. Which Mario Party was the first one to feature a short-sleeved Wario?
Whoa.
Which Mario Party? How many Mario Parties are there?
Okay.
Well, you know this is number 4 trivia, million. So, yeah, Josh is going to be like, Star Rush. Remember that one time we were playing, what was it? Mystery History with Danny Bivens? And I was like, I told him that it wasn't Sushi Striker.
Oh yeah, and he went with it anyway. Striker.
Really?
That game you overpaid
one.
For?
Overpaid. All right.
Overpaid.
No.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to think.
I know.
That's the problem.
Approximately what Remember, era that would have
close to without going over. So just, you know.
Stop giving him tips.
All right. Okay. Josh, you okay up there? Someone hit you in the head with a coconut? Okay. Josh is in. Casey.
I sent mine 8 years ago.
I don't have it.
I see it.
Oh, you didn't send it. He sent it again.
Oh, nope. He sent it as an SMS text message. It. That's the problem.
That is.
Well, it's four. Are you sure you're not misreading?
I'm telling you it's not on here. I got Josh's, but not yours. So you guessed 4?
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's not there. Okay. Casey guessed 4. Josh guessed 5. The correct answer is Mario Party
6.
Ooh.
There we go. Oh, I just got it, Case. Oh,
well, I sent it a whole bunch of times.
Sent it 5 times. Okay.
I was thinking the change from GameCube to from N64 to GameCube yep. would have been the updated.
Makes sense, right? Yeah.
But yeah.
Apparently he's long sleeved in 4 and 5. Isn't that
you
weird?
Can't trust long sleeve Wario.
You can't. It's okay. So Josh got the 3 points there. Are you tied?
All
up
knotted
now?
Up.
Wow. Okay. 6-6.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Question number 8 for 3 points. How many Wario games are there? Wario meaning Wario in the title.
Ooh.
That's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah, because there are a whole bunch, huh?
Okay. No, I wish I could take that back.
Casey guessed 4. No, I'm just kidding.
No!
He didn't.
You'd never okay. know.
You didn't.
All right. Wow. Okay. Casey guessed 10. Josh guessed 19. Now, Josh, how are you feeling
I
about
like
that
my
guess?
Odds.
Well, okay. So I'm thinking like Wario World. I'm thinking Wario Land. I'm thinking.
Yeah. Shake it too.
I'm thinking about the WarioWare. Yeah. Wario's Woods. God, you know, I kind of like, I feel like I'm
pretty good now.
I feel good, but I feel like I might have gone slightly over.
Well, the correct answer is 23.
Ooh. All
right.
Yep. And they're all games. Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah, they're all, like, I knew of, the two of them were the BS games, which are really funny. The Satellaview.
Yeah.
And there's like a Wario Blast featuring Bobberman.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. Okay. All right.
Brings us to our last
gold question for 3 points. How many one-player games are in Game & Wario?
One-player games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That game is, well, I've said too much. I mean, I can say it. The game is mostly one-player games. But it's the best party game of all time. No, it's not the best, but it's one of my favorite.
Double down here.
All right. Oh, okay.
It did me good last time.
All right. All right. Case is in. He says 5. Josh is in. He says 19.
I think there's only 6 games to begin with.
Oh,
right?
Whoops.
No. The correct answer is 12.
Oh.
I think there's like 17 games.
Okay,
or 16,
first
or 16 games.
I was envisioning the title screen where the select screen being 6, like main ones. I think, right?
I can't remember exactly. It's like 4, 4, 4. It's like
okay.
Yeah,
I guess in my mind, I'd pictured 6 boxes, and I was like, I think they're all like there's only 1 or 2 that were like multiplayer only or something, but I guess not.
Amazing. But so are we tied up? For the final Jeopardy?
We're at 9ers.
Okay, so you have 9 points to spend. So you gotta send in your wagers. And I will, before you send in the wagers, just like Jeopardy, I will tell you I'll tell you the theme, okay?
It's Wario?
The theme is Wario. No, the theme is Game & Wario.
The
so
name of the game is Wario.
Just so you know. Okay, Casey's wager's in.
It was in before I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, confidence.
Wait, did I black out? What is the question?
We haven't answered the question.
You're sending in your wager.
You don't get to wager before you know the question.
Oh.
Or after, I should say.
You're wagering your points. Oh,
gosh,
Casey put his in.
Okay.
Maybe he wagered 0.
Look at that. Yeah, the Mets are doing me a favor. They're rain delayed right now. They said, we can't start without Casey.
There you go.
I'm going to go. Can I wager a half point?
Any day now, picklehead. No, you can't wager half points.
Okay. All right. Now, you guys don't know the wagers. Only I know. Okay. The question is, I'll give a little prefix. Okay. So in the game, you can unlock coins for like playing the game once a day or like beating a high score or something. You get these coins, and you can use these coins in like a little what do you call those, like UFO drop machines, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're called Cluck-a-Pops. Okay, and you unlock like little mini games and prizes in there. So the question is, how many Cluck-a-Pop prizes are in Game & Wario? Such a random question. And this is where the do-do-do. Oh, wait, I made that. I made that. It's there. It's pretty cool. Okay, Casey's in. Josh is in.
This is a complete Hail Mary.
Yep. So Casey said 100. Josh said 24.
Now, can you explain what they were again? Like, I was thinking they might be something like, oh, you get little trophies or stickers.
Yeah, like some of them are like, they're just stupid little things. Yeah,
here's
like,
a little bit
exactly.
of art or something. Okay,
yes.
So I feel better about the 100.
Yep, yep. Sometimes like even like little like gamey thing. Like one of them is like you lift up a fan and blow dust off the screen of the TV. It's amazing. Like, there's a fan blown like on the gamepad, and there's little dust mites under a couch on the TV screen, and it doesn't tell you what to do. and you like, you're like, you have a fan, you're like, what? And you just like point the fan at the screen and they blow away. And it's the coolest thing ever. Anyway, the correct answer is of how many Cluckapop prizes is 171.
Booyah, baby!
But
that it smells like a W.
We'll see about the wagers. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Josh wagered 5, meaning he's down to 4. And Casey wagered 8.
So that brings you up to 17. That's a shellacking.
So what's the final score, Case?
Losers got 4, and the winners got 17.
And this is the part where we say, I fed all the answers to him, Josh, and we just wanted to embarrass you on this podcast. Yeah, now, get out.
Yeah, the only reason we brought you on was to humiliate you and remind you that the Braves suck.
Well, these games go back and forth like basketball. They're in the lead now, but we're coming back.
Okay, good game, good game.
I think I'm on a roll, aren't I?
Probably. Why not?
Is your name Butter?
Yep. Nope.
Because you're on a roll.
That's it's good. Margarine.
Okay, well, that was it for my quick bite. I think we, or not quick bite, quick
nope.
game.
Nope, that's and it. No quick bite.
Let's get right into some Xenoblade 3 talk.
Man, what an aggressive snapper.
Yeah, seriously. Wow.
He's like punching the mic with
those snaps. Ever since I asked him to come on, it's like he was practicing snapping.
All
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Yeah, for like the last week, he's like, my fingers are sore, but I'm ready for the big game.
Yeah. Okay, Xenoblade 3.
It's real good.
Yeah, you know what? I think I can see where I'm at. I think I'm like 12 or 13-ish hours in, something like that.
Yeah, I'm like 16 hours in, and I believe I'm like halfway through chapter 3.
I'm a whopping hour in.
Okay. So, like, I'm going to edit this out. I don't think this is at all, I mean, it's not at all, but I'm right, like, after you meet a mechanic.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. So you've come to the culmination or the conclusion of chapter 2.
Which I have, is, yes.
So how did you like that? That was, for me, I felt like that was like, oh, baby.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. I mean, because you're talking about it unlock. It's Xenoblade always, like, you know, after time, it unlocks more and more things, right? And it gets a little more complex and stuff. And it definitely was like, oh, baby. But anyway, we can kind of get into that. I'd like to hear. So, Josh, just tell me your history on Xenoblade. Just like at all. I think you said you've played one of them like a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I bought the first one on Wii when it came out. I feel like, am I mistaken in thinking that was somewhat difficult to track down for a while?
I remember paying like $50 for it way after it came out, which I, you know, like when Wii games weren't really. I think this was during the Wii U era. So.
Yeah. So I bought it new at GameStop, I think, when it just had just come out, and I might have spent a couple of hours with it.
You weren't really feeling it?
I feel like that's a Shulk thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm really feeling it.
Yeah, it is. You know, I will readily admit I was really put off by the voice acting, which I guess I could have put it in Japanese and that would have helped, but only because I, you know, don't know if their voice acting is good or not. But, yeah, I played that one for a couple of hours. It didn't really click. And I honestly haven't touched another one in the series until this one. But already I can already tell this is like more,
polished.
I mean, it's definitely more polished. I mean, don't get me wrong. It still seems like it's got a ton of systems that I'm going to have to take a while to get, accustomed to. But yeah, it seems like it's, and I'm sure it's obviously on purpose, but like this seems like it's meant for a wider audience.
Yeah, they do a good job of introducing everything pretty smoothly for you. So it's like, I don't think you'll have trouble getting it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the only thing so far that is a little, I don't know, funny is the people with the wings coming out of their head.
You don't like uni?
Every time I see one of these people, all I can think about, you know that meme with Nicolas Cage where he's got like bird hair? Where he's, it's like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I vaguely know.
Yeah, that's what comes to mind.
I mean, Nicolas Cage, that's a whole sector of memes.
His hair looks like it's like a hawk or something. And that's all I can think about when I see these people. It makes me giggle.
And it's funny.
But yeah, it's so far so good. There have been a couple of instances where I ran up on something that clearly I was not anywhere near equipped to fight and got wiped out in a matter of a second. But I kind of like that. For the most part, it seems like things don't aggro on you too quickly. I mean, there have been some things, but it's like you kind of run around and maybe not be too worried about getting annihilated just for exploring. So
yeah, I think I like that they keep the real big bads there, because first off, it gives you sort of a sense of like danger while exploring, you know. But also, yeah, the game gets you right back into it. So like, even when you get just smoked like that, it's not like, oh man, now I start like 5 minutes back and I gotta run. It's like you pretty much just spawn right there again. So it's not really too bad.
And that's been something I feel like has just been sort of a feature of a lot of games more recently, like maybe in the last decade or so, is that like, you know, it's, yeah, you are going to have to start from a certain point over again, but you're not like just completely punished, you know, being forced to start, you know, from hours before, you know, it's something ridiculous where I feel the game that stands out that kind of in my brain that started something like that was like Super Meat Boy, where like, you know, you die, but you start over and like literally the split second you're dead. So it's nice when games are, you know, that's not like easy mode or anything, but it's like you can get
just
right back at
your
it.
Time.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I would definitely say like after playing for however long, you know, 13 hours ish, it is such a streamlined game, like from Xeno 2. I mean, like, I know we talked about that a lot last week, but it really is like it's crazy. I don't know if I necessarily like it a lot more, but I do know that I like it. And so like I am kind of like I mentioned last week, I still kind of stand by the feeling of, I feel like the character building, okay, the narrative building isn't as strong as it is in Xenoblade 2. Now, it's awesome, and the concept of the setup for the game, I love the story. I think the idea of the two, you know, the Agnes and Mildred tribes going against each other and, you know, the 10 years to live. I love that concept and it's really cool. And I just think, and I think the characters are good too. I love this game. I'm really, really enjoying it. And it's like, I don't have that sense of like, what am I doing? Like, we're out of cups. Like, I don't have that sense of like, of feeling in this game. I know that a big part of it is because I just played Xeno 2 and it's very similar. But like, you know, just for instance, like Casey, like the accessories, you know, like everything is like super simplified. And it's still pretty like, you know, the gems, you know, that kind of a thing where you unlock gems that you can like upgrade with. I mean, that's kind of like weird still, but like it's so simple where like the other one, it's like tons of like menu. You know, you walk it like there's no parts of the game yet. And I'm saying yet, by the way, there's no parts where you walk into a town and there's literally 20 different markets selling 20 different kinds of things that you don't even have to ever think about.
I think they probably just looked at two and just tried to refine the things that people were probably like, ooh.
Yeah.
And they even have like an optimize button. That you can, it'll literally optimize your character for you. It'll like pick the gems, it'll pick the gear and all that stuff. So like, if you don't want to customize that much, you know, and you just want to,
they have that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
show me the button.
Yeah, that was actually something that I.
Why don't you look at the menu?
If you like go into the character, like I think it's Y or X, one of the two, but it'll say on the bottom, and it'll just be like, hey, we'll just optimize it for you. And then you could just
I'm gonna do that.
And that works well when it's like, oh, I'm switching a character that I know I don't want this like to a different class, but they're mm-hmm. probably just going to be this class for a little bit of time. I'll just be, I'll do a quick optimization just so it just, cause again, I just want to get into it. Right. So mm-hmm. I think they just sort of looked at two and found the things that people found tedious and like made ways to just, like you said, sort of streamline it, whatever you want to say, and get it going, you know? But yeah. I'm finding myself like, hey, let me go do that side quest, you know, and you go do the side quest. And next thing you know, I've spent, you know, two hours plus on side quests. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to start working on the main quest. And then, oh God, there's a cave over there. And then I fought like three different uniques. And it's like, it's really easy to sort of get sidetracked, almost like that Breath of the Wild feeling, right? Not quite Breath of the Wild. Cause I feel you really get lost in that game.
Yeah.
Not, and also, you know, that runs at 60 frames a second. Other things. What was that?
I said, and also it runs at 60 frames a second.
But yeah, no, I think I'm having a great time. Like I said, I'm sort of at this point, I mean, I'm like 16 hours in, but I know David, I think, is maybe a few hours ahead of me, but like already into chapter 4. So it is one of those games you could definitely sink a lot of time into the side activities. And I know mm-hmm. one of the side quests was sort of to revisit an area you're already in, and I ended up unlocking another class that way. So they do have classes tucked away, not in the main quest line, you know? So it is sort of rewards you for going and doing that other stuff. And I think for me, it's like, as you do quests for certain colonies, your rank levels up and you get different bonuses from that colony. And
yeah, have you gotten a bonus yet?
Yeah. Well, I'm up, I think for colony 9, which is like the first colony you introduce, you find yourself in, I think I'm ranked mm-hmm. 3 out of 5. So it's like, yeah, as you do quests, and as you find the husks and send them on their way, you get bonuses and you know, you bump up pretty quick. Like I just did one quest. It was definitely a doozy of a quest, right? It sort of had me going all over the place and doing a bunch of things, but it almost leveled me up like a full rank. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I've been using the game as like, my, you know, I play for a couple hours before bed, and it has just been like genuinely relaxing and awesome. And I've found that, like, honestly, like I have a couple of projects going on video game wise with a 2E, and like, you know, I'm definitely have game design on the brain, and I'm always like thinking, I was thinking like, man, it'd be fun to make, like, what would it take to make a Xenoblade game, you know, like.
And like, let's 300 say, like, people.
Yeah, I know, right? But like, what would it take, the gameplay, right? Like, what would it take to do that? And let's say if it was 2D, like if it was top down, that was like my mind going, like if it's Zelda, same gameplay, but with Zelda, like top down Zelda. And I think I've come to the realization that, like, yes, you could have the gameplay of the mechanics of the, I mean, you could basically do everything.
Side, behind kind of thing.
Yeah, you could do all of that 2D. But honestly, the game, that's not where the game shines at all, in my opinion. I think it's great. I think the gameplay of battling totally works. I think it's a hot mess sometimes. I think that, like, I don't, like, really, I feel like overpowered, and the game is pretty easy in this one. And I think it's kind of like, okay, I guess I died. Like, okay, that person's dead randomly. Okay, like, go heal them. Like, it doesn't seem very, like, deliberate with my decisions I'm making. But whatever. I mean, I still like it, and it's fun. But where the game shines is the vistas. It shines in the 3D-ness of the environment. It shines in the, how am I going to get
the
up
world.
There? Yeah, the world is part of the gameplay. Like, it really is. And, you know, I know that's like a, like, people are like, well, no, duh.
Eureka,
you know?
Moment.
But I mean, it is cool because it's like it couldn't exist. That feeling you get walking around and seeing, I love this part where I found like this little alcove with it had a fireplace where you could meet, and it had like a little river and right next to it. And it's like, it definitely gave me that moment of, I want to go right there right now. I want to be in that world, you know, except for without the scary.
Yeah, monsters giant. Running around. Yeah, the charging rhinos.
But yeah, I will say though that like the game is so, like, the production's so good, And then sometimes it's like, why did they do that? And this is like a little side, but like it, like, you know, like there's still like a cutscene, and like, oh, there's three wolves there, you know, like call them Volfs or whatever. And they're all sitting there like doing their idle animation, right? In sync with each other. You know, like there's three of them and they're like, you know, moving their shoulders up and down, you know, it's like, why didn't you guys like stagger that? So like, it didn't look like they were like robots. And it's just, it's so funny to me.
The no pawns. Like, I feel like they're always walking lockstep, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's just, anyway, there's just little things like that that I think is really cute and funny. And I don't care too much, but it is kind of funny. And also the game really doesn't run solid at all. You know, I mean, the gameplay is pretty good when you're in fighting, but like when you're in the world, it's pretty much like 25 frames a second. You know, it's not very smooth.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's one of those games.
It's okay.
Like,
it's okay.
Man, imagine this on the PlayStation 5.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it is like, man, I wish there was a Switch 2. You know what I mean? Like they could run better. And if this could run better.
It's coming.
One day. Yeah. 2024.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so let me ask you guys, how do you feel about obviously I'm not that far in, but I'm really impressed with the music so far. It's just,
I love it.
It's like sort of that classic like JRPG makes you wish you were like living in that world kind of music.
Yeah, Xenoblade's always got really, really good music. And like I said, I think it goes hand in hand, like with Jerry was saying, with the world, you know, like as you're exploring to hear like the beautiful music to pair together. I haven't really listened to much on the YouTube because I'm just not trying to get all spoilered up, but it'll be one I'll probably listen to quite a bit afterwards.
Yeah, and actually something really cool is that I suppose he's the lead on this, but the one of the composers for the game is Yasunori Mitsuda, who is famously the composer for Chrono Trigger.
Which is also another banger. Oh,
now, although Perry doesn't like it.
What an idiot.
I am an idiot. I've tried playing it, and I don't know how to play it. So
how many times?
I'll try it again.
You know, not everything's
for
everybody.
You did the same thing, Case.
Yeah, but it wasn't because I didn't know how to play it.
He was just bad at it. But and then on that note, I'm curious what you think of the voice acting.
I like it. I mean, it's always has that kind of flair
ridiculous.
To it.
But that's see my first what's thing great that about I said it. In this podcast. Yeah.
So
yeah, I think it's actually pretty impressive, to be honest.
There are times when I feel like some of the delivery is like really, really nice. And then there are times when it feels really like disjointed. But although to be honest, that's sort of another classic JRPG thing of just like dialogue sounding kind of not.
They use too many commas.
Right.
And it's like they take that comma to heart, you know? It's so like I was joking. I don't know if it was on this podcast or if it was on Thirsty Mage last week, but like it'd be like, hey, we need to go over there. Comma, Noah. Where you know what I mean? Instead of like, hey, we need to go over there, Noah. Like they really take that comma to heart, and sort of pause. But that's really the only time I feel like it sounds that. And Riku, it definitely took me a little bit of time because Nopon always have that sort of fun voice, you know. And he's just so not what a Nopon usually sounds like. But it's
and
amazing.
The voice acting
though,
is
you know?
So bad. I mean, but it's supposed to be like
it's like broken English for that. Yeah,
he's like on The Office when Kevin tries to talk with less words.
Well, yeah, why use many words when few do trick?
Yeah, exactly.
Look, you're no pun.
You know, it's okay. It's fine. I feel like I read or heard something about, like, for some reason they are specifically like just intent on using English or British voice actors throughout the Xenoblade series, and I'm not sure what the reasoning is.
Well, it wasn't coming to America, the original one. So they used, you know what I mean? They used UK or I don't know where they, you know. originate from kind of thing over there. But it was, that was their localization. So of course they were, you know, going to, hey, we're going to use our people. And then I think from that point on, it was like, hey, now this is sort of, this is Xenoblade. Like, we're going to stick with it.
Okay. Well, so is that also the case for Xenoblade Chronicles X?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're all like this.
Because I feel like, isn't that one sort of like somewhat removed from, I mean, I guess it's like Final Fantasy where they're all just sort of their own thing, right? But isn't that one sort of like in a different environment?
X is way different for sure. X, okay. X is like, yeah, X is different. In like, you make your own character, you know what I mean? Like, you don't. And like, there are obviously there are other characters, but you make your own character, your avatar.
Weird.
It's very much more like a Western open world RPG, you know, like, and with like exploration really being like a focal point. But yeah, it's a weird game. It's one of those, like, it is by far my least favorite of the series, but I was like, the more I think back to it, it definitely is still a good game. It's super long. One of these days I'll play it again. But yeah, it'll be interesting if they revisit the X brand, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I mean, I think to this point, I mean, I guess with the exception of X, they're all on Switch now, right? So
yep.
It seems kind of like they might just throw that one in there.
But X is tough because they would have to do some reworking because there was a big gamepad component.
Oh.
So it would be, I have no doubt they would be able to rework it, but it would definitely take more effort than what a straight port would be. So that would be, like, that's probably why it isn't, you know? And that, and also, right, it's not a mainline one, quote unquote. It's not a numbered one, so.
Sure.
Yeah. God. But yeah, no, we'll be playing this game a lot longer. It's a long game, so we'll be getting more into
the Xenoblade business. Like, I am definitely like not really going for side quests. Like, kind of, you know, my aim isn't to like make it as long of an experience as possible. But anyway, well, I am enjoying it a lot.
That's
I'm
one
really
of those things.
I'm really liking it.
That's why I hate side quests, because I'm more of like I just want to get through the game, even if I'm really enjoying it. Like, the game plan is, right, when you're playing a 60, 70, 80 hour game, it's like, I don't want to dilly dally too long because I'm already going to be playing this game forever. But as it stands now, I've been enjoying the side quests. Yeah, that could change in a week when I'm still have many hours to go and I say I want to finish it, you know.
Casey's like, I sure love this game, but I can't wait until it's over.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with RPGs, that like, they're so dang long that it's like, even when you're enjoying it, there are more games to be had, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And like, sometimes any game like that I've been playing for 60 hours, it's like, I'm loving it, but it's like, I just would like to finish it, you know? Like, I'm at that point.
Yeah, I think I am to the point in my life where I am probably actively avoiding most side quests unless it's like just really interesting. And that, I mean, like, for any game.
It seems like they, and I could be wrong in this, but it seems like the yellow side quests in this game, like, they'll have like a yellow icon, are more like more important, you know, and they've got more substance to it. And then like some of the other like more green or teal, I don't know what the color is exactly, are more like, hey, you're going to get a bit of story here, but it's not as consequential. So it seems like they sort of have it tiered out where, like, hey, if you want to do some side quests, you probably want to do the yellow ones, you know, like, and that's where I think, like, the yellow one was where I got my other class. So I don't know if that is an indication of like, hey, this is yields a big reward, or if it's like, hey, this is just more story and like you'll learn more about the characters this way. But yeah. But that's enough Xenoblade talk, because I believe we've got some Mario Kart 8 Deluxe business to talk about.
Boosh. I haven't played this yet, guys.
I'm a warrior. I'm
You're
gonna win.
Idiot. Not you, Josh.
For once, he didn't mean me.
Yeah, for once, I wanted to, I know everyone's probably thinking, nah, that was directed toward Jerry. yes, so Wave 2 came out last week, and we've got the Turnip Cup and the Propeller Cup with 8 new levels. We've got 2 tours, two levels from tour. We got a GBA, we got a Super Nintendo, we've got an N64, a Wii, a DS, and a brand new course. So, yeah, you wanna kick it off, Josh? I know you're a big Mario Kart man.
Oh man, let me tell you. So it's weird because I'm having a lot of fun with these new tracks, but for some reason it's not full of the home run hitters that I was hoping for. Like, they're all good, they're all fun, I enjoy them, but I don't know. I think of like Waluigi Pinball. That's not one that I've ever really cared about.
What?
That's my favorite.
It's sacrilege. I know. I think the standout for me.
Get off.
Yeah,
I'm gone. Kicking him from the call in 3, 2.
You hear the aim door shut sound.
That was like the most depressing sound sometimes. You know?
Oh man, yeah. Let me tell you.
Is she gonna message me? Oh.
But I got the message in before she logged off. So I would say that the Sydney Sprint is the one that stands out to me. I guess obviously is from Tour, and like it's a great track. But actually, the music sort of like that solidified that one for me as my favorite. Like, I just love the music in that track. But I'm also a big fan of the anytime that they bring in like the Super Mario Kart tracks and sort of like make them, you know.
You mean this like SNES ones?
Right. Yeah. So the donut planes that they had, you know, I guess as part of the original slew is great. But I love this Mario Circuit 3 as well. It's great fun. Like, you can tell with all of these, they put in a lot of work into polishing. And I know there was some... maybe some criticism about the way that the tour tracks looked with that first wave that came through. I actually personally really liked the look, but I guess it was sort of like relatively textureless compared to what we're used to, I guess coming from mobile. But these new ones, I feel like, look less that way. They seem to be more kind of meshed in. I think you would have a harder time telling that these were brought over from a mobile game. But yeah, I'm loving it. It's, you know, I don't think I like these as a collective as much as that first round, but I still, more Mario Kart tracks, I'm gonna be happy. Like, it's always more fun.
Yeah, for me, right, so you got the New York Minute and Sydney Sprint are the tour ones. And what, it's funny because you can definitely tell they've got a new philosophy with their level design, right? Like, yes. It's always been, oh, you just do the same track 3 times. Then you get like the Wario Mountain in there where it's, oh, it's one real long track, you know, instead of like loops. But now the tour ones have it where like each lap is different. Where, you know, you're still going in a lap, you know, you're still doing more or less a circle. But like, yeah, oh, now I'm taking a left or I'm taking a right. The Sydney one, right? Like, you go on, I think the second lap you go on through the ferry, like the boat. So I really like that design philosophy. And I can't wait till we get like a brand new dedicated Mario Kart probably on the next Switch or the next hardware where they've sort of have a full game with that philosophy. I think will be really cool to see. Calamari Desert, right? So that one, that hits home hard because N64, right? I remember playing those games with my family, when we first got it. And it's cool, right? Again, like, it's not, they've remixed it, you know, where you're going through the tunnel through one of the laps, right? Instead of just the regular. So I like that. Yeah, the Super Nintendo ones, they're cool and all. That was probably my least favorite. I don't dislike any of these. It's just not really, you know, my fave. Yeah, Waluigi Pinball, again, DS. I played the ever-living crap out of Mario Kart DS with my Wi-Fi dongle.
He was so snaking.
Yep. Oh, I was the biggest snaker, dude.
I knew it. I knew it.
But, I could play the game and not win, or I can win. I know what way I'm going. Not surprising from the Braves fan.
You were breaking the spirit of the game.
Yeah. Sydney Sprint's really good. Snowland. Not like the craziest level design, but I always love a good snowy environment. Mushroom Gorge. I never played Mario Kart Wii for some
what?
Reason.
Yeah, what?
It was the lull in my Nintendo fandom. So I never played that. So that one was sort of cool. And yeah, Sky High Sunday. I didn't love it the first time I played it, but playing it again, it's cool. That's a brand new level, right?
It is. Yeah, that's an original one.
So, and I think they said it's going to actually go to tour at some point. But very cool. Starts out with Shy Guys at like a cafe, you know, dessert bar. So that's always a plus. But yeah, I think overall, you know, I'm loving this. There's so many. What a great DLC. So many dang tracks.
Really, it is. And so two things, since you didn't play Mario Kart Wii, so then the fact that they brought back the moving cars from Coconut Mall, that means nothing to you.
No, I did see.
Oh, that was awesome. Yeah,
I did see that was an update or something, or they tweeted out mentioning it. But yeah, no, that didn't. It struck no chords with me.
I thought it was kind of weird that they initially elected to have them just be static, but I didn't care that much.
That was so weird. I did.
I mean, it's weird, but it didn't really, you know, one of those things where you kind of scratch your head.
I cared, and they heard me.
They listened.
Mm-hmm.
You heard the man. Perry's got a direct line to Miyamoto.
Miyamoto was the one who decided.
Miyamoto's
the guy from
involved.
Nintendo, Miyamoto.
He's Mr. Nintendo.
Yeah.
But I think, Casey, you're talking about like the next iteration of Mario Kart. I'm kind of to the point where I feel like when they've committed so many resources and so much time to making like Smash and now Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, when they've put so much into making these like the sort of the exemplary like the way to play these games, I feel like it's so weird to think that they would just start from scratch, you know, with the next one. They very well might, but there's so much there already. Like I feel like at some point they're just going to wrap these into like a service or something. And I know that's like, I guess probably the common opinion for this kind of stuff, but why would you throw
real
all this
original
away?
Josh?
Yeah. Right, me and my
bringing those fresh
stuff.
Takes. no, I think I would
up,
be
guys.
Cool with
Never
that.
Heard
though.
This one.
Yeah, no, I would love that. Like I said, they definitely upped. I mean, obviously, right now, Mario Kart 8 and Deluxe have seen two DLC waves, right? Like first one, and then now this big old beefy boy. So it's like, yeah, like the you can't just ship it with. Well, what do they usually do? 8 with. 32, right? Yeah, it would seem super underwhelming. I mean,
back in the day, 32 was insane.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was 16.
I would be totally cool with it being hey, you pay $50 and we're going to just keep, you know, and or $60, I guess it'd be. And then, you know, you keep, I don't know. I'm cool. Bring all the carts.
I don't know. What can they do with Mario Kart? You know, it's like, what can they possibly do? What's going to happen? You know?
I mean, it's perfect, you know what I mean? Right? Like, just keep giving us new levels.
Because by
Isn't
the end
funny?
Of this...
is that what it is?
Once they get all, you know, this whole, the booster pass, all of those tracks out, I mean, they'll have doubled the number of tracks. Total. I think they're going to be like a total of like 96 by the end of it.
Yeah, which is craziness.
That's bonkers. So, get like, you get to that point, and why would you just say, all right, well, we're done with those. We're going to...
Yeah, I don't know if... You know, obviously, we don't know anything about the next hardware. If it's going to be something that is like, oh, it's stupid easy to port kind of thing. And like, yeah, instead of it just being Mario Kart 8 Deluxe 2, it'll just be like, yeah, Mario Kart, whatever they dub it. Hey, here are all the, like, you know, or I don't know how they would, like, unravel it, you know. But, yeah, I think... There's so many levels that, yeah, you don't want to lose out on them. And especially, like you said, if you went, oh, yep, the last Mario Kart on Switch had 96. Buy this brand new one that's got 30. 32, you know,
right,
it's like,
exactly.
Unless if it's like, hey, here's 32 brand new ones. And then like over the next 3 months, we're going to be bringing back the old ones. And
dude,
then,
that is exactly what's going to happen. Yes. That's
which would be
what
cool.
You just,
or they might,
that is
they
cool.
Might
that's
split
a great
it
idea.
Where like, hey, here's 16 new ones, 16 old ones. And then you get like one new cup, one old remix cup every month for the next year, you know?
Yeah, it's like they could do like they literally could be like, there's a new stage every month for the next 10 years.
Yeah, until we die.
Yep. Yeah, that's what they're going to do, I think, for sure. I that kind of reminds me of Splatoon, where they will, you know what I mean? How they had Splatoon 2 come out and it had a bunch of stages, and then they would like do new ones, and then they would do old ones for the first one remix and stuff. I could totally see that happen.
Yeah, I just... well, let me put it this way. Whatever they do, I'm buying it. So I don't even know why I'm talking about it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, right. Guys, Jill is cooking bacon downstairs right beneath me.
Good golly.
It's just incredible smelling. And I'm so hungry. So can we wrap this up?
I want to say one thing before we go. And no, it's not about how bad the Braves got their butts kicked.
Oh, wait. Okay, so then what is this part?
I wanted to talk real quick about that Super Punch-Out news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And how
news
freaking
talk.
Cool that was.
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Oh, my ears! But yes, so it was found out that there was actually a two-player mode in Super Punch-Out, and no one found out about it for...
As in Super Punch-Out for the Super Nintendo Entertainment
28
System.
28 years later.
Yep. Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. So
I wonder if it's a debug mode or something, you know, like that's in there.
I don't know. It must have been something they were working on and then decided against, obviously.
Because
right?
This is a two-player mode where the second player or whatever can play as the bosses, can play as the other.
Yeah, the guys you don't normally play as.
And they're like, apparently they're like overpowered and stuff, right? I think I heard.
Well, yeah, I wonder, like you said, it would be interesting if it was like we're going to play and come up with the patterns and we'll actually play them, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, or if it was something like maybe this will be cool to let them play, and then they just sort of fell off and decided
not
to.
You think like Takashi's getting fired right now?
Yeah, you're done.
Takashi, you left that in there. Oh,
yeah. No.
Now, I feel like somebody somewhere along the way probably found this out before, like, you know, people were just on the internet all the time. So like, just imagine like being that one guy and you're just like assuming that everybody knows about
it. I knew about it. Yeah.
Like, and you're like, what do you mean?
He grew up doing this. Yeah.
Old news.
Well, that reminds me, like, seriously, what was it? It's on Super Mario Bros. You can hit like up and B or up and start and start from the world that you were on or something like that. Hmm. Like when you die on a game over.
Oh, so you can cheat.
Well, have you guys
we
heard
call
that
before? Pulling a Casey around here.
yeah have you guys heard of that? Because
no
I heard that like some people say that, and then there's like half the people going, what, you didn't know that? And then the other people saying, yeah, I never heard of that. And I was one of those like, I've never heard of that before. Cheating Bivs.
Yeah, it sounds like a Bivs. But yeah, so let's see, so the menu can be accessed by holding the R and Y buttons on the player 2's controller at the press start screen, then pressing start or A with the player 1's controller. Then when you do this, a new menu pops up displaying all 16 boxers' profile icons. Pick any of these icons to engage in a one-off fight. Once it's over, you're dumped back to the same boxer select screen.
That's so interesting, too. So, like, I mean, clearly, like, there's no point in trying to do multiplayer if you don't have another controller.
If it's a single player game, yeah.
Right. But it is interesting that it does literally involve putting some input on the second controller to even like open it up. That's super cool. Like, I would be curious to know the story behind that. It would be so funny, like, truly, like you were saying, like somebody just, oh, I forgot we put that in there, you know, almost 30 years later.
Or it, like someone woke up at night all these years like, oh, had a dream someone finally found out. Whew. My God, it was just a dream.
Exactly.
But yeah, I was wondering, like, what's more impressive, that no one found it in 28 years or that someone actually did randomly, like, oh, let me just hold these buttons down and on the second controller.
That is weird, yeah.
It must have been some sort of speedrunner trying to find out a glitch or something.
Yeah.
Is what I assume.
But and when he finally did it, 28 years later.
He's like, I'm going to blow up.
I wonder, too, if, I mean, I guess this would have to be on, original hardware. So, like, if you're doing, like,
no, it works on, nope,
it works on anything.
It works on Nintendo Switch Online.
But, I mean, well, okay, I guess what I should say by that is, I mean, like, if you're playing, say, like, on an illegal emulator, like, ZSNES or SNES or something, like, will that recognize two controllers on that?
Yeah, I think so. I think
I don't know. I'd imagine it would still be good, but yeah, I don't know if you can.
Alex would know.
Yep. Yeah, he'd be like, I got it up on my Steam Deck.
I had it, yeah.
Get the deck verified.
Yeah,
well,
Alex.
That's very interesting. Well,
I heard in games since
something that
22.
I don't think either of you will be interested in this, but I'm very excited about the Shinchan game that's about to release.
The what?
Shinchan.
So, and on that note,
you can't just make up words, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, the show's over.
What is that?
So there is an anime that's, I mean, it's probably.
I'm done.
Lost Period anime.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, this series has been around a long time, but we've really never gotten any of the games. I think there was a really, really horrible one. There was a mobile game ported to Switch a year or two ago, and I made the mistake of buying it. And it's like, it's bad. But the series, like the actual anime and the manga are great. And they, this specific game, Shinchan, the English name is Me and the Professor on Summer Vacation, The Endless 7-Day Journey. And if you've ever seen like some of these.
The Endless 7-Day?
The Endless 7-Day. It's like I heard somebody the other day saying something like, yeah, I spent a year in Omaha one day. Like,
Kramer line. Spent a month there one night.
But have you guys ever? I think you'll probably know this one. So this is by the same dev who did like Attack of the Friday Monsters on 3DS.
Level 5?
Well, so Level 5 is involved or was involved, but the original group that started this sort of series. And I, on the top of my head, can't remember the name of it, but it was on the PlayStation 1. I think they've had an iteration on every platform that Sony's put out. But basically, it's like sort of the idea is it's just like you're spending your summer, summer in like the Japanese countryside. It's really like relaxing, kind of Animal Crossing, kind of like Harvest Moon, just very chill. But this one is using like the Shinchan IP, and it's very like. It's very silly, but it's also like somewhat irreverent, like not ridiculous, but I don't know. It's coming out in 2 days. They finally announced it today that it's coming out in 2 days. So I'm super excited. So Xenoblade's getting put on hold.
We'll have to make sure to get the update on that one.
I think I'm not sure if Alex is going to play that one. I know he mentioned it at one point.
Totally sounds like a Balex game.
But I'm excited for
that.
It,
so. Steins Gate, his jam.
Listen. No game ever will come close to Alex's love for Steins Gate.
Nope. No, sir. But on that note.
I think you're going to hear from Alex in just a little bit. But we're going to outro the show.
Yes. All right. You can find us on Twitter at Talk Nintendo Pod. That's Talk Nintendo.
P.
O.
D.
D-d-d-d-d. You can also support Nintendo World Report over on patreon.com/NWR. That's patreon.com/NWR. I didn't let Josh take the W because he doesn't know about that.
That was a good one.
And
you
yes.
can send us an email at tnpmailbag@gmail.com. That's tnpmailbag@yahoo.com.
The big Yahoo. The big Yahoo.
Yeah, the big Yahoo.
No, it's at Gmail. At Gmail. What is all this Gmail business? Everyone is always talking about Gamale. I don't know what it is.
Who's Gamale?
Anyway, is there a mail.com?
Yeah. At but I think it's a postage. Com? It's a postage site, though.
The sons of guns. I wish I owned that. I'd sell it to the USPS and make millions.
I think it is theirs.
Well, if I owned it, then I could sell it to millions.
Sell back to him. It's a genius plan.
Yep. But, yes, Josh, thank you for stepping in and being a better Balix than Balix.
Yep.
Well, what can I say? I come by it naturally.
Yep.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know what Josh is? He's just a Boston boy at heart.
Well, you know, the Braves are originally from Boston, so there you go.
It is true. And they're about to blow their lead.
Hey. We're playing Boston right now.
Yep. The Bees. Yeah, you're playing yourselves. You played yourself.
You just played yourself.
Congratulations.
Okay, I'm going to go eat bacon. See ya.
I had pork chops.
Noodles.
Bacon's better.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, testing. I'm the girl with the gall. I'm the girl with the gall. I'm the girl with the gall. And you know what takes gall? Getting this far in the podcast and not sending us listener mail at tnpmailbag@gmail.com. That's tnpmailbag@gmail.com. If you still don't know what our new email address is, it is tnpmailbag@gmail.com. Okay? Gonna send us mail now? I'm not talking to Lemonade and Chariot and Estuardo, although obviously you guys are welcome to send it too. You send plenty. But if you don't usually send mail, you definitely should at tnpmailbag@gmail.com. And once again, to reiterate, I am the girl with the gall. I am the girl with the goo goo gaga.